Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is day 25 of the partial government shutdown. As the budget impasse continues, the number of airport security screeners failing to show up for work continues to go up. On our news line, CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. Chris, are we hitting critical numbers here of screeners not showing up?
Well, you know, the challenge with this is it's going to vary airport by airport, and these decisions are made airport by airport. You know, yesterday, Atlanta saw an increase in their sick calls to the point that they couldn't staff all of the lanes they typically would keep open. So they had to shut several of the lanes right at peak times, and that resulted in wait times of nearly an hour and a half. That's almost triple, more or less triple, what it would normally be on a typical day. You look at LaGuardia, wait times yesterday were about 10 minutes in standard security and 8 minutes in pre-check. So it really depends airport by airport. But what we do know is on a national level, you've seen the number of sick calls by TSA employees who have been working without pay throughout this shutdown, they've more than doubled. So while you have 92-93% of folks showing up as scheduled, you have far more calling out sick than you would on a typical day if the government was funded.
You know, Chris, interesting, you mentioned Atlanta. They have the world's busiest airport. They also have a Super Bowl coming up in 3 weeks. Any concerns there?
Well, I think, you know, what we don't know is where these problems will pop up next. Houston, Bush Intercontinental Airport, another one of the busiest airports in the country, they shut down the security checkpoint in Terminal B to move officers to staff other checkpoints through at least tomorrow. And as the Super Bowl is coming up, if the shutdown is still going, certainly there'll be a concern about staffing. Now, the TSA actually flew in screeners from other parts of the country to help ease the crunch at the Atlanta airport. They went on shift at 7 this morning. They could certainly do that again around the time of the Super Bowl. But there's real concern at TSA headquarters here in the D.C. area about a national tipping point moment. How long can you ask folks who, on average, make about $30,000 a year to work without pay?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.